Title: Auditioning Breaks Efficiently for 90s Rave Flavor Intermediate. All right, let's dial in a workflow that makes auditioning breaks feel like speedrunning a jungle record shop. Because in 90s jungle and drum and bass, the break is not just drums. The break is the whole attitude. And the real skill isn't finding one nice loop, it's being able to audition tons of breaks, in tempo, in context, with the right kind of gritty rave coloration, and then commit fast, so you can chop like a proper menace. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how warping basically works. You've used Simpler and you can arrange. What we're building today is a reusable system inside Ableton Live that keeps you moving. First, set your tempo. If you want that jungle rave lift, aim around 160 to 168 BPM. If you're in modern rolling territory, 172 to 176 is home base. I'll pick 174 for this lesson, because it's a great stress test, fast enough to reveal swing issues, and it makes weak breaks fall apart quickly. Now, before we even touch breaks, we need context. Never judge a break in isolation. That's how you end up with a break that sounds legendary solo, and then the second you add sub it turns into a cardboard fight. So create two quick placeholder tracks. 1. A sub or bass placeholder. Make a MIDI track. Drop an operator, set oscillator to a sign. Program a simple two-note loop, like a 2G. Something that suggests movement without being musical homework. Add saturator after it, drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on. Then EQ8 if you need it, low pass around 120 to 200 if it's poking out. This bass is not the song, it's glue. It's there to tell you if the breaks, kick, and low mid mess are going to mess with your actual sub later. 2. A simple hat or shaker loop. Closed hats on eighth notes for one bar is perfect. The hats tell you if the break's top end is noisy, if the swing clashes, and if the groove is too crowded. Now we create the star of the show. One dedicated audio track called Break Audition. This track is where everything happens. Keep monitoring on auto, and get into the habit of looping a one or two bar section while you audition. Two bars is the sweet spot for jungle phrasing. A lot of classic break character reveals itself over two bars, not one. Drop in a starter break you already like. Amen, Think, Hot Pants, Funky Drummer, whatever. We just need something there so the workflow is already alive. Now, warping, but fast and consistent. The goal is not perfection. The goal is locked enough that you can judge vibe and pocket. Open the clip view, turn warp on. Most breaks will behave best in beats warp mode. Set preserve to transients. Envelope somewhere around 20 to 40 is a great starting point. If the break is really roomy or messy and beats mode feels too choppy, try complex, but be careful. Complex can dull the transients, and that's the opposite of what we want for that sharp 90 snap. Check the segment BPM Ableton guesses. Don't trust it blindly. Then do the quick anchor move. Find the first real kick transient, not the little noise before it. Right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here, straight. If your loop is one or two bars, this usually gets you 90% there in seconds. Here's a coaching habit. Don't zoom in for 5 minutes and perfect the ghosts. For auditioning, you're trying to answer one question quickly. Does this break want to beat in your track? If yes, you'll commit and you can refine later. Now we build the 90s rave flavor chain. Talk devices only, and it's designed so that any break you load instantly gets that familiar rave-era attitude. A little grit, a little squeeze, a little movement, but still punchy. On break audition, load devices in this order. First, EQ8. High pass at about 25 to 35 Hz with a 24 dB slope. That's just cleaning sub-rumble that competes with your bass placeholder. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the break is dull, a gentle high shelf, plus 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. Next, saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets harsh, back off drive or use color options. The point is glue and a little bite. Not sandpaper. Next, Redux. This is your instant time machine. Start with bit reduction around 12 bits. Then lower the sample rate into about 12 to 22 kHz. Lower equals dirtier, more tape y rave grime, but too low can destroy your transient definition. You're looking for texture, not demolition. Next, auto filter. Classic rave movement tool. Set it to low past 12 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere between 6 and 12 kHz. Resonance around 10 to 25%. Later, you can automate this or map it to a macro if you're building a rack. Even without automation, this filter is huge for quickly testing. Will this break take movement and still sound good? Next, Drum bus. This is where you get thump and snap back after dirt. Drive around 5 to 15. Crunch. Start low, 0 to 20. Because it adds up fast. Boom. 0 to 15. Tuned around 50 to 70 HC if you want extra weight, but don't overdo it because you'll be adding a real sub later. And transients, plus 5 to plus 20 if the brake needs to crack. Optional but honestly recommended. Put utility at the end. This is for quick gain matching. Auditioning is always biased by loudness, and loud brakes will trick you into picking the wrong one. And one extra coach move from the start. Put a limiter on your master while auditioning. Sealing at minus 1 dB, minimal gain. This is not mastering. This is ear protection and no surprise peaks, so you can fly through brakes without getting jump scared and without loudness bias. Now save your chain as an audio effect rack called something like Rave Brake Audition. The whole point is, you build this once, then it's there forever. Okay, now the core workflow. Swapping brakes without losing your chain. The simplest method is drag and replace. With the transport running, drag a new brake from the browser directly onto the existing clip. Ableton replaces the clip. Your whole processing chain stays exactly the same. But the more consistent method is session view with a single clip slot. Switch to session view. On brake audition, keep one clip slot as your audition slot, and you keep dragging new brakes onto that same slot. Your loop stays predictable, your ears stay calibrated, and you don't constantly stop and start. If Ableton's auto warp is annoying you, go to Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn auto warp long samples off. For brake auditioning, manual quick warps are often faster than fixing Ableton's wrong guess. Now we do the most important part, the A/B context check. Every single brake gets the same test, and you do it fast. Step 1. Solo the brake for 2 bars. Listen for snare attitude, noise floor, hat grit, ghost notes, swing, and pick one primary attribute to judge on purpose. For example, today you might be auditioning specifically for snare attitude. If you try to judge everything at once, you slow down and you second guess. Step 2. Unsolo and play it with your bass and hats for 4 to 8 bars. Now listen for the real stuff. Does the break fight the hats? Does the kick placement leave space for the sub? Does it feel rave-y, like it wants to roll forward? And here's the rule that keeps you productive. If it doesn't feel right in context within 15 seconds, move on. Momentum matters more than microscopic analysis at this stage. Now let's add a couple pro-level habits that make this even faster. First, pre-sort your break folder before you even hit play. Make subfolders like clean, noisy or vinyl, already compressed. Lose timing, amen variants, weird perk loops. When you're comparing like with like, your decision-making gets way faster. It's like auditioning snares from one snare pack instead of random sounds from your entire hard drive. Second, keep one reference break always loaded on a separate audio track. Call it break ref. Pick one break you know works for your target vibe, and keep it gain matched. When you're unsure, A/B the new break against the reference. If your new break feels weak, you immediately know whether it's the sample, your chain, or just that it's not the right roll. Third, for promising breaks, drop locators or markers in arrangement view. Things like good snare at bar 2, fill at bar 7, nice ghosts here. Future you will thank you when it's time to slice. Alright, you found a break that hits. Now we commit. This is where jungle actually starts. Option 1 is freeze and flatten. Right-click the break audition track, freeze it, then flatten. Now you have printed audio with the vibe baked in, ready to chop. This is clean and fast. Option 2. And this is my favorite for rave flavor. Create a resampling lane. Make a new audio track called Break Print. Set audio from to break audition. Post effects. Arm break print. Record 8 to 16 bars, while you tweak the auto filter cutoff and maybe push redux a touch in certain moments. Then consolidate the best section with Control or Command J. Now you're holding a printed performance of your processing. That's the magic. The trick is not just filtering, it's committing the filter moments to audio so you can chop them like they came from a sampled record. Next, slice it. Right-click the printed clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transients or the built-in slicing preset. That creates a simpler based kit where each slice is playable. Now you can do proper jungle edits, stutters, reverses, kicks removed, ghost emphasis, all of it. Quick arrangement idea while we're here. Think in a 16-bar break narrative. Not an 8-second loop. Bars 1 to 4, mostly original to establish. Bars 5 to 8, introduce one recurring edit, like a tiny stop or a hat cut. Bars 9 to 12, bigger disruption. Reverse snare, band pass fill, half bar drop. Bars 13 to 16, tension move, pull the kick, let ghost speak, then slam back. Now, shortlist system, this is the unglamorous part that makes you dangerous over time. Rename keepers immediately with tempo and vibe, like Amen Grimy 165 or Think Snappy 174 or Hot Pants Dark Room 170. Color code your clips. Green means drop ready. Yellow means needs work. Red means nope, but maybe an interesting fill later. Because the goal is not just today's track. The goal is building your personal jungle library, where you actually know what everything does. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. Number 1. Auditioning solo only. That's how you pick breaks that don't survive bass. Number 2. Not gain matching. Louder always sounds better. Utility at the end of the chain fixes that fast. Number 3. Overwarping or wrong warp mode. If transient smear, the break loses the snap. Try beats mode first and keep it simple while auditioning. Number 4. Overdoing redux. If you crush the life out of it, you'll end up with texture but no punch. Use it like spice. Number 5. Never committing. If everything stays live, you won't chop aggressively. Print it, flatten it, slice it. That's how the genre gets its teeth. A couple darker, heavier tips if you want the break to be filthy but controlled. Try parallel dirt, duplicate break audition, push saturator, redux, drum bus harder on the copy, then blend it under the cleaner main break. Control low mud early, high pass around 30 to 45 hc so the break doesn't cloud your sub. If you want sub-friendly width, use EQ 8 in mid-side. High pass the sides higher like 150 to 300 hc, while keeping more punch in the mid. That keeps stereo junk from fighting the bass. If heavy crunch softens attacks, recover transients by putting drum bus after the dirt and nudging transients up a bit. And if noise is getting messy, clamp it. A gate can control room or vinyl between hits, or use a narrow EQ cut around ugly whistle tones, often between 3 and 6 kHz on crunchy sources. Now your 15-minute practice exercise. Set the project to 174 BPM. Load a folder with 10 breaks. Loop 2 bars. This audio version is shortened for playback.